I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey Series.
The late African blues guitarist Ali Farka Touré offered the assertion that the blues was born in Africa and described the global love affair with American blues as nothing but African. Without question, African blues, like its North American counterpart, live well on stages across the globe. If Touré's notion is correct, then the blues as a genre journeyed well, first from Africa to its second home in North America and back, though not without having picked up a few key pieces, like the use of the Western guitar as a primary lead instrument. The traditional music from Africa has a significant historical underpinning as a rich, diverse, and regionally shaped form of African music with themes that include religious, sacred, traditional, spiritual, and ceremonial practices sustained with singing and dancing passed on orally from one generation to the next. The traditional practice of retaining performance practices in African music across the entire continent is passed on orally, and only in rare cases do these practices subscribe to written notation, which makes it particularly difficult to assign dates of origin to specific musical treatments. What we know is that in sub-Saharan African music practices, the sound of traditional music includes xylophones, djembe drums, the mbira or thumb piano, with genres that include juju, fuji, highlife, mukosa, kosamba, afrobeat, and other popular mixtures of sounds shared by neighboring African countries. The musical practice of call and response, common around the world, is when a voice or an instrument plays a short melodic passage, followed by a recapitulation by another voice, voices, or percussive instruments that are essential to the practice of traditional African music. As a point of reference, it's worth noting that in ancient Egypt and Carthage in North Africa, we find that the Greek and Roman empires culturally influenced African music. Over time, similar influences came from the Nile Valley, the Horn of Africa, and the Berber and desert blues of the nomadic Tuareg people. There is a general agreement that no specific period can specify the origin or birth of the blues as a genre, a style that evolved over an extensive period that spread across the continent and eventually the world, though without detailed documentation until the early 1900s. However, the DNA of the blues is characterized by the distinctive parallel sound, playing style, social role, and the visual shape of the North American-born banjo and its predecessor, the akonting, the folk lute of the Jola tribe of Senegambia. All of this offers intriguing clues. Of course, one can't leave out the harp-shaped chorus-stringed instrument that, when played traditionally, resembles in sound the Western guitar, not to mention the Delta blues playing technique. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.